Kia ora tātou, no mai haere mai, welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, and it is New Zealand Music Month, which means, per usual, per the tradition for Anniversary Albums, it's going to be all New Zealand albums this month. And we're going to kick things off with a classic. First up, it is Toy Love, by Toy Love, the self-titled debut album. It's turning 40, it was released in 1980, and it is a New Zealand classic album. So just a bit of background firstly about Toy Love. Well, they were a Christchurch and Dunedin band that formed out of the ashes of two other bands, The Enemy, of course, and The Basket Cases. And they formed in 1978 and were made up of Chris Knox, Alec Bathgate, Paul Keane, Mike Dooley, and Jane Walker. And those bands, The Enemy and The Basket Cases, they'd been at the heart of the sound that was developing called the Dunedin Sound. There was a series of new bands emerging in the underground music scenes of cities like Dunedin, playing a kind of hardcore style of punk rock and also leaning into post-punk areas as well. And Toy Love, we're going to continue this, albeit with a more of a sort of a melodic, poppier sound. And the members of Toy Love were already well-known names in the music scene with a big reputation, so people were from the get-go interested in seeing where they took this new project, Toy Love, and how different it would be from their previous bands. They were only together 3 years or so, but they certainly made a big impact on the local music scene throughout the country and also in Australia where they did tour. And they built their reputation through constant live gigging and wild stage performances, thanks in large to Chris Knox, who is a very flamboyant frontman. And this even got them gigs, as I was saying, in Australia, where they performed quite a bit. So let's just talk about the album. Well, it came out in 1980, and it was a mixture of old and new songs. Some of the songs they had road tested for years and were very familiar to people. And you could tell with this record that it did have pop sensibilities and melodies and wasn't just all the rage and hardcore of a lot of the punk of that time. It showed musically that Knox and company had progressed and evolved since the Enemy days. And as a group, over the 3 years they were together, they were always evolving musically. Despite this, they weren't entirely happy with the sound of this album, feeling the mixing took away from the rawness of their sound, and in fact it would actually take 25 years before the reissue came out. The apparent sound problems that they weren't happy with were fixed thanks to more modern day mastering and mixing as well. There was also already turmoil developing within the band during the recording sessions, which also didn't help with the sessions, the release of the album, and the rollout, despite fans obviously being oblivious to this at the time. So, without further ado, let's just get straight into some music. Let's start with Swimming Pool. This is track number 2 and one of Toy Love's best-known songs. It's a catchy pop song, quite different from anything Chris Knox had done before, but signaled a newer direction he was going in, and very in keeping with the Dunedin sound and stuff, I guess, bands like The Clean were doing at the time.
Yeah.
95 BFM, you're listening to Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Toy Love by Toy Love. The track you just heard was Swimming Pool. The next track we're going to play is Toy Love's song, and this is track number 5. And this one famously appeared on a very famous compilation called AK-79, which was released in December 1979 and contained a collection of unreleased tracks from Auckland's punk rock scene. That album has become a bit of a cult classic and was actually reissued earlier this year on vinyl to celebrate 40 years since its release. BFM, you're tuned into Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Toy Love's debut album, self-titled debut album, Toy Love. Let's look a bit at the reception of this record and the wider legacy. Well, the album did very well on release, making it to number 4 in the New Zealand music charts, which for an independent record at the time was very, very good. Critics were also impressed by the sound of the record. They were described as the Stooges with the... some critics described them as the Stooges with Beatles melodies. And fans flocked to the album release shows, so it was like all the ingredients were there for the band to continue. But no, alas, they broke up soon after the release, during the tour actually, citing creative differences and inner group tensions. And obviously those tensions were already in play during the recording of this session. Bathgate and Knox then went on to form Tall Dwarfs, and Keane went on to The Bats. Despite their short-lived career and success as a group, Toy Love remained a highly respected group from that era, and they still do to this day. They were inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame in 2012, and in 2000, Rip It Up magazine voted this album the 9th best New Zealand album of all time. So yes, as you can see, this particular album definitely holds up still as one of New Zealand music's legendary records, basically. And on that note, we're going to finish with a track called Photographs of Naked Ladies. This is track number 6. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully next Monday we will be back in the studio. I'll be reunited with Geneva and the segment will be live. We shall see. Fingers crossed. But it's always been a pleasure bringing you Anniversary Albums, and pre-recorded or live, I hope you've enjoyed the segment. So, ka kite. Thanks.
Just like the night monochrome, monotone, but turn black and white monochrome.